Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Caroline Hammarstedt Nuss, and I work as a senior analyst and a senior expert on gender at the Swedish Consumer Agency, which is the main competent authority for consumer protection in Sweden. I'm very happy and honored to briefly present the work conducted by the UNCTAD Working Group on Consumer Protection and Gender during 2023 and 2024. I would also like to thank the UNCTAD Secretariat and all colleagues of the working group for great cooperation, especially Australia for their hard work and their lead on some of the work we have done. Inspired by the OECD Toolkit on Gender Inclusive Competition, the working group started in 2023 to work on a checklist, as Anna mentioned, on how gender could be introduced in the work of consumer protection regulators and authorities. The checklist consists of 10 different steps. While implementing the checklist, one does not need to implement all of the steps to achieve a more gender-inclusive consumer protection. One can also choose the steps that are relevant to your organization. The checklist is covering everything from the importance of gathering gender disaggregated data, how you could make use of surveys to collect additional information, how to incorporate gender into compliance and advocacy, and what is important from an organizational point of view when introducing gender into your work. There are also concrete examples from different authorities across the world with focus on the three prioritized topics, which are marketing, financial services, and product safety. The checklist has been shared with the entire UNCTAD membership, and it was also presented at the webinar on May 22nd. I would like to stress that it's still a work in progress, and we hope to continue the work on the checklist during the next year. From a Swedish point of view and from a consumer protection agency perspective, we strongly support the continuation of this working group. With its expertise from different countries and academic institutions across the world, it has contributed to an increased knowledge about introducing gender into consumer protection, as well as the importance of doing so. In the same way as children and consumers in debt could be particularly vulnerable to certain commercial practices, certain advertising could, for example, have a stronger impact on women than men and the other way around. It is therefore important to be aware of possible differences to ensure a high level of consumer protection for all consumers, regardless of gender. A renewed mandate for the working group would mean that we, as experts in the field, could continue to exchange valuable knowledge and experiences and together develop beneficial methods on how we can achieve a gender-inclusive consumer protection, as they have done in the field of competition. By supporting this working group, we are taking further steps to achieve that goal. Thank you.